The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
About 25 years ago, I decided I'd have to get politically involved. 22 years ago, I decided to get on the air. 1 year later, I was on air. 1 year after that, I was syndicated. 20 years later, we reached 28 million people a week and growing. Crank up the song. I love it. It just says it all. People ask, who do you work for? How'd you do all this? Folks, we're with the high command, and so are you. You think all these globalists are smarter than you? And they got all the answers? They're a bunch of scum to do these evil things they do. They're twisted. When good people get off the bench, nothing can stop them. Not long term. Evil fears us. That's why they poison our water and our food and our culture. Attack our fathers and our mothers. That's why they try to make us poor. That's why they sell us lottery tickets. Red dye number 5 soda pop to turn your kids into demons. Because they fear you. But that doesn't kill us, and it sure killed a lot of us, only makes us stronger. God, the Father and the Spirit. And here's the good news. We'll guide you and the signal's already been sent. Just as the enemy's already launched a global collapse, like a tsunami that happened in an earthquake across the Pacific Ocean, it'll take 2 weeks to come across, metaphorically. Our resistance has already won giant battles that we're already seeing the reverberations of, but the big shockwaves, the big 200 megaton bombs we detonated inside the globalist operation is just a white flash on the horizon, because light travels faster than sound. It travels at the speed of light. But coming is the shockwave. That's not hype, that's reality. But evil can't help it. It wants to take over. It's got to tell you you're worthless. It's got to tell you you can't fight back, because it knows you hold the keys of the kingdom. Out of here. And in your heart, in your gut. We got a lot of phones here, and I know good and well that Devin and I is going to want to take your calls and ask you. I'm sure he will. He's got a big show lined up for you. But to Joshua and Sean and... Mel and Kim, Mel's in Costa Rica. I should go to them first and go to break it in this transmission where I'm hosting. Mel in Costa Rica, thank you for holding her on the air.
Yes, Mr. Jones, can you hear me?
Yeah, sorry you couldn't get to Stone, but I tell you, I love taking calls. You guys brought up better questions than
you,
I did.
You know, I'll tell you, Mr. Jones, it's time for the Info Warriors to turn up the heat, and we all got to think way outside the box and make sure that Hillary Clinton never sees that White House. And I came up with an idea that I think is explosive on a level that it would be equivalent to dropping 29 Hiroshima bombs on the political establishment, okay? Listen to me very carefully. If you could pull this off, my friend, I my hat is off to you. Get Matt Drudge on your show to interview Mr. Trump. Reason being simple. Mr. Trump has mentioned Matt Drudge at least a dozen times on his speeches and his campaign trail, etc.
No, it's sensational. I come in here, it's in my studio, I'm not even here, or I'm in the control room and get one question, and then Matt Drudge interviews Donald Trump. Sensational. Because the fusion, the media would attack it because it's my show, which is great. They still think they're the establishment, and you know, it's great to be anti-establishment. It's Drudge that nobody ever sees, but he's actually seen, hadn't been seen in like a decade or almost, you know, in person. Even with his interview here, he did it in the shadows. And then Donald Trump, that is, or even if he doesn't do it here, Matt Drudge interviews Donald Trump. Sin, guaranteed it'll happen instantly if Drudge will do it. Trump will do it. Drudge might not. That is, I'm going to, I never even call Matt Drudge. I don't want to bug him. I think I'm going to call it. He's probably watching right now. But that is a genius idea. Maybe he'll put the question up on Drudge. You know, Drudge interviews Trump? I don't know. Yeah! I love the humor of our audience. Mel, congratulations.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Wednesday, April 27th, 2016, fourth hour. I'm David Knight. Well, we have some interesting developments after last night. You know, in my opinion, and a lot of people's opinion, Ted Cruz has always been constitutionally ineligible for presidency. Now he is mathematically ineligible. We got two choices here before us today. We've got either Donald Trump or Don Quixote. That's what I tweeted out last night. The reality hasn't set in for Ted Cruz or his supporters like Mark Levin. Look at the difference that we're hearing from them from just a couple of weeks ago when Ted Cruz won a primary in Wisconsin. And, of course, you know, when you win Wisconsin, that's kind of like winning Washington, D.C. Wisconsin is the GOP RNC headquarters. That's where Paul Ryan and Reince Priebus and the Scott Walker machine are all located, along with their network of local talk radio places. So when you win that, that wasn't, as Mark Levin said, a crushing victory for Cruz and a crushing defeat for Donald Trump. No, that's the way he put it. And he said at the time, he said, well, there's no expectation that Ted Cruz is going to win in New York, although he can do better in New York now. Yeah, well, he got in third place out of three. And he had an average last night of just under 15%. Okay. But that doesn't stop him, doesn't stop his loyal supporters like Glenn Beck or Mark Levin. Let's take a look at some of the numbers and where we stand now. 1237, the magic number. There are 616 delegates remaining. As we stand right now, Donald Trump needs to get only 46% of the remaining delegates. Ted Cruz, however, needs to get 110% of the remaining delegates. And John Kasich needs 176. I think he's going to go for 200. He's going to need 200% of the remaining delegates. This is the common core math that Ted Cruz and his diehard supporters with Glenn Beck and Mark Levin are telling us, okay? They're telling us in their common core math that winning one state coming up, everything is all wet. Don't pay any attention to what happened in the Northeast. You know, we had a run of six states for Donald Trump. That's not important. What's important is Indiana, okay? So one state is more important than six. Well, you know, it could be if it was a big state like California. But they keep telling us that it's all about the delegates, don't they? So what Ted Cruz and company are telling us is that 172, which is the number of delegates that were up for grabs with these six states, 172 delegates is greater than 57. That's common core math, folks. Or if you want to put all six of them together with New York, 267 delegates is not as important as 57 delegates. That's the way they're going to spend this in their desperation, in their quixotic quest that they will not give up. It is absolutely incredible to me that they won't give up on this. Now, all of the delegates from yesterday have not been allocated. I think it's important to note that Donald Trump won every county of every state yesterday. Let me say that again. He won every county of every state. Now, whether or not you like him, that's the reality, okay? Let's get real here. Now, in Pennsylvania, there's 71 delegates that are up, but only 17 of them go to the person that the voters pick. Then they have this little game, okay? Even though you win every county of every state, five, six states, okay, you still have to play these little delegate games that the GOP is doing. It's kind of like, you know, Mother May I. Oh, you didn't say Mother May I. Go to the back of the line, okay? That's the kind of games the GOP plays because, as they pointed out in Colorado, when our reporters, Rob Dew, went there, talked to the people that had been at the Colorado, quote-unquote, election without voters, Ted Cruz says, hey, we had 60,000 people vote. Well, you really? And you had voted on who? Okay, you voted on people that got up and had 10 seconds to talk about whether they're not for a particular candidate, but they played those kinds of games in Colorado. And as one guy said, hey, I've been coming to these things for decades. I've never seen anything as stupid as this. I've never seen anything like this. Another lady said, I asked one of the GOP establishment, why did you do it this way? Nobody knew about this. Very few people knew about this. Only 60,000 people in Colorado. That's pretty small. And he goes, well, you know, we don't want the wrong people to show up. They don't want the wrong people to vote. They don't want you to know who you're voting for. So on the Pennsylvania ballot, you've got these people at the top that you do know, like Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, John Kasich, but at the bottom you've got all these other names that you don't know that are different in every district. And you're not allowed to know who they're loyal to either, because that would mess up the establishment game, wouldn't it? Here's the interesting thing, though. Okay, so Donald Trump wins by a huge margin in Pennsylvania. He got between like 58 and 67% in the states yesterday, and I don't remember which one Pennsylvania was. But anyway, he won 17 delegates because he overwhelmingly had a landslide in the popular vote, and yet these 54 delegates are still available. The interesting thing, I think, though, is that of those 54, 39 of them told ABC News they will support Trump on the first ballot of the Republican convention. Now, he didn't get all of them, but he got the vast majority of those, okay? That's about 80% of the people who are remaining there. So even that little game is not working too well for them anymore. Now, Ted Cruz is going to make a major announcement today. I saw this a couple hours ago, and I thought, wow, is he coming to his senses? Is he going to say, you know what, folks, I need 110% of the delegates remaining, even in my mind, I can't do that, okay? No, the Canadian didn't do that. He didn't come to his senses. No, he is playing the political equivalent of fantasy football, okay? He's picking all the players for his fantasy administration, for his fantasy presidential campaign. That ain't going to happen, Ted. Okay? Now, it's interesting to me that he's going to pick Carly Fiorina. Because remember, they said that as people were speculating, what's going on? And this was a couple hours ago. They said, well, an aide to Carly Fiorina confirmed that Fiorina was being vetted by the Cruz campaign. Vetted. Well, I would have thought maybe they might have vetted her last summer when a Cruz super PAC that spent a total of $536,000 for the quarter, for 3 months, spent $500,000 of the $536,000 they spent. $500,000 of it went to Carly Fiorina and her campaign. And the FEC said, what's going on? Would you send us a letter explaining this to us? And as I've said, I would like to see that explanation because it makes absolutely no sense to me at all. And if you're going to pick a woman because you've got problems with women, and that's the real issue, I'll talk about that in just a second. If you're going to pick a woman, like we're saying, why would you pick Hillary Clinton? Or why would you pick Carly Fiorina? We have a lot of women in this country who could do the job and do it really well. But not those two, folks. Not those two. Not Hillary, not Carly. When Carly was CEO of HP, which is her big resume issue, okay? You know the Peter principle where you keep going up and up and up until you get to a level of incompetency and fail? That was her HP CEO job. When she was a CEO at HP, the stock fell like it was a Greek bank, okay? You know, the Greek banks, when they had to close them all last summer, wasn't it last summer? Maybe, yeah, I think it was last summer, not 2 years ago. They had to close all the Greek banks and their stocks tanked 50, 60%. That's what Carly Fiorina did for Hewlett Packard. Here's what the issue is for Ted Cruz and why he's doing this, why he's engaging in his fantasy football league issue picks, okay? There was something that came out just before the primary yesterday from Brown University. They did a poll. They found that in Rhode Island, 90% of the female voters rejected Senator Ted Cruz. He was doing the worst of any candidate, Republican or Democrat, with women. We keep hearing people say, oh, you know, women hate Ted Donald Trump. No, they hate Ted Cruz, especially in Rhode Island. 90% of the female voters rejected Ted Cruz, okay? And remember that in these elections, not only did Trump win every county in every state, when you look at these demographics, especially places like Rhode Island, he won every demographic. And I'm not talking about just male and female, things like that. No, when they broke people down and said, what are your political stances? Are you very conservative? Are you conservative? Are you moderate? Okay. He won all of those, and he won the very conservative and the conservative people more than he did the moderates even. Donald Trump did. And so what do the Cruzers say? Oh, one other issue as well. Okay, this is something that happened March 30th. This is about a month old. Ted Cruz launches a women's coalition, okay, as part of his feud with Trump. He was trying to portray Trump as anti-woman. So he's going to portray himself as pro-woman. So he gets his Goldman Sachs wife, okay, I guess we could call her a Goldman Sachs. He gets her, and he gets Carly Fiorina, and they create a women's coalition. Hasn't worked out too well, because after that women's coalition, a month later, he still had 90% of the female voters rejecting Ted Cruz. So now he's going to pick Carly Fiorina as his VP. He had Women for Cruz. It's a small group, his wife and Carly, who got $500,000 from one of his super PACs, okay? So this is where he is. Now, we're hearing from the Mark Levens and the talking points that the Glenn Becks and the Mark Levens are saying is that this doesn't matter. This is the Northeast. And even though they have all these delegates and anything, he's not going to win these states. So what do you want? You want a candidate who can't win the South like Ted Cruz? You want a candidate who can't win the Northeast like Ted Cruz? You want a candidate who has only won some caucuses in the Midwest and one or two primaries? I don't think so. I think you want a candidate who can play nationally. I think you want a candidate who can take it to the base of his opponent, the Northeast, into California. And, of course, that's the key. Coming up is California. So when we look at the numbers of this, it really, really doesn't make sense. Now, we're going to come up to a commercial break here. When we come back, I'm going to spend some time on Donald Trump's America First foreign policy. Because I think what he said and what people say about it is very instructive. We're also going to take a look at the Dennis Hastert thing. We've been playing the Untouchables theme with that. The fact that he is going to jail for 15 months, I think, is an outrage. Not because he's going to jail for 15 months. No, he should go to jail for much, much longer than that for the crimes that he did against minors. No, he's not going to jail for that. He's going to jail for financial crimes. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asks that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. waronthegrid.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guarantee to your money back.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to go to some of the callers that wanted to talk to Roger Stone. Still on the line, we've got Joshua and Kim. Hang on the line. I'm going to go to you in just one moment. Before I do, I want to let you know about our new sale on InfoWars Select Storable Food, 30 to 40% off. It's a huge discount on storable food. And again, when we say it's storable, it is storable for 25 years. That's a shelf life. First quality food, first quality packaging, and of course it comes in resealable bags that you can reseal once you open it up. That's not going to maintain the 25-year freshness at that point, but until you unseal it, you can keep it on your shelf for 25 years. All of it, made in America, top-notch, select, storable food you can get right now, 30 to 40% off. Save yourself from price increases not only on storable food, but on real food by taking advantage of this while we have this in stock, while this special is going on. We also have Anthroplex back in stock, and you can make sure that you don't run out of any of our products by signing up for AutoShip. You can get 10% off anything that you schedule. Pick the frequency at which you want it reshipped, the quantity and the frequency. We want to make this a win-win situation, so we offer you a discount of 10%. When you help us to manage our inventory. So you can make sure you never run out of stock on the products that you use. And we have Anthroplex now back in stock for anyone who wants to try that, anyone who wants to sign up for AutoShip. Now going to our callers, let's go to Joshua in Georgia. Joshua, thank you for holding.
Yes, thank you, David, for taking my call. Longtime listener. God bless you guys for everything that you're doing.
Thank you.
I have a quick question. Actually two questions, but the first one transitions to the second. On NBC the other day, Donald Trump was being interviewed in the morning in New York, and there was a question that was asked. I was a little bit thrown off by it. I have a friend of mine who is a Ted Cruz supporter. He gave this to me and said, explain this about Donald Trump, and that's what I was going to ask Roger Stone. Is the question was, do you plan on raising taxes on the rich? And Donald Trump did actually respond, yes, I do, including myself. And there was no real explanation on that. I wasn't sure if there was anything that could be expounded upon to make that more clear.
Well, you know, I'm not going to try to defend every policy that Donald Trump did. I am not going to defend every policy that anybody puts out there. And quite frankly, if you're talking about increasing taxes, I think we ought to go back and look at it, because Donald Trump is saying, hey, we need to look at what's going on with NAFTA. That's a bad deal. We're losing a lot of money, and we need to renegotiate or abort that. Remember that the income tax came in. And they took down tariffs to try to equal that out back in 1913. If we want an America First tax system, I think we need to go back to the tax system that Thomas Jefferson instilled in his first administration. What he did, and he talked about this, it is look at his second inaugural address. Thomas Jefferson said, by eliminating useless offices, I have been able to eliminate all internal taxes. So you can ask, what laborer, what farmer, what mechanic knows the tax man? Nobody, okay? The government, brought down to its constitutional size, can be run off of tariffs. And that's the way we ought to do it. Oh, that's protectionism, they say. No, it's not. And it's no more protectionism than we should have. I think that's the way that we ought to run our tax system. I'm not really interested in what any of these candidates have to say about the income tax. This happens, all they ever talk about in the debates, Joshua, is they'll ask them, what rates do you want to have and what are your different brackets? And you know what? That is just simply rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. So I don't really care when they talk about that. Donald Trump says he wants to raise taxes on the rich. The rich aren't going to pay any taxes. We've seen that. When they put in the income tax in 1913, it started at 1%. And, you know, 99% of Americans didn't pay any income tax the way they had the brackets set up. We need to get back to a system where we get rid of the income tax completely, okay? We can do that. We only need to reduce the government to the size that it was about 5 or 6 years ago. That's something that Harry Brown pointed out when he ran for president as a libertarian. He said, could you live with a government that was the size it was 5 or 6 years ago if you had no income tax? Could you, Joshua?
Yeah, no, I understand. And I wanted to ask a second question, and I'm actually glad I'm asking you, David. I'm very, very, very educated on history and these matters. The next question I had is concerning our U.S. military. I believe it's going to be night and day difference if we see a Hillary as president versus Donald Trump as president. What does your gut tell you concerning where the direction of our military is going, considering Obama's been shrinking it massively There's really no solid direction that I've seen. Obviously, they're trying to expand wars and shrink our military, which is detrimental to the country. So what do you
I'm glad you asked that, Joshua. We're going to talk about that when we come back. We're going to look at what Donald Trump said about his America First foreign policy. Can you imagine if we would have a foreign policy that would put America first? You know, that was our first American foreign policy, to put America first. We'll talk about that when we come back. Thank you, Joshua. Stay up. Stay with us, Kim. I'll get back to you as well.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to talk about Donald Trump's foreign policy, the reactions to it, and what he had to say. Our last caller, Joshua from Georgia, had a question directly related to this. What do we see happening with the military if Hillary Clinton were to win, or if Donald Trump were to win? Well, I think we can get some insights based on what he has to say here today. But before we do that, Kim's been waiting a long time. Kim from Wisconsin, I believe. Go ahead, Kim. Give us your question.
If a plane does not fly, it cannot spread poison. If your boss is bad, he can be fired. If bad men are in tanks under the ground, do not let them out. It is time to arrest them. Why would we let them continue? To let them continue, is that not insanity?
Yeah, I think it is. But, you know, the question is, how do we do that? You know, how do we do that? Do we grab guns and do we march into the Capitol building and start shooting? Because if we do that, we lose the moral high ground, don't we?
No.
You know, we've got four boxes that we can use. One of them is the cartridge box. But before we use that, we need to use the soap box. We need to use the ballot box. And most importantly, the one that I think is the most neglected is the jury box. One of the things that we can do is, first of all, play defense and make sure that we don't allow our fellow citizens to be locked up for non-crimes, whether it's at the state, local, or federal level. Okay. The other thing that we need to do is we need to, as you're doing right now, we need to get on a soapbox. We need to educate each other, because until we have a critical mass, it's not going to work to use force. And I think once we have a critical mass, I don't think you're going to need the ballot box. We need to keep that in reserve. I think it's there as a threat of mutual destruction, you know, in the same way that we had nuclear weapons. And fortunately, so far, we haven't used them. Of course, we're starting up the Cold War again. That's what the criminals are trying to do. But in the first Cold War that we had, we were able to keep either side from firing because of the threat of mutual destruction. That is what the Second Amendment is about. I've been at many demonstrations where the protesters are exercising their First and their Second Amendment combined. We get called terrorists. We get called, some of us have been arrested. They've arrested a lot of people that were at the Bundy standoff. They should not have been arrested. But right now, at this point, I think what we do is we have to have fully informed juries, and we need to make sure that they get a jury trial. And if we got only one person in a jury trial, they could get these people out of jail eventually. And now they're being held for an inordinately long amount of time. But I don't know. What would you want to do? How would you arrest people for treason?
Once you start naming names that you're going to arrest, or simply arrest one of them, I think the rest would fall and crumble. I don't think they're real men. I think they would just... And the others would also turn on them instantly. I think their whole deck of cards would crumble. Their whole pyramid.
Well, that's true. I think that, though, I mean, we look at somebody who is a war criminal like Henry Kissinger. He was just here in Austin yesterday. Henry Kissinger is still going around giving speeches and pontificating about world government. This is a guy who is a recognized war criminal. He has to avoid going to certain countries because he'll be arrested in some countries. So, you know, it is a troubling situation to see criminals walking about freely. And we're going to talk about Dennis Hastert in a moment, but I wish I had a better answer for you. I know that we can't do that unilaterally. I know that we've got to get a mass of people together. And I have some optimism that people are starting to wake up to the games that are being played with the electoral system, with the ballot box, on both the Democrat side and the Republican side. But we need to keep people focused on liberty. And sometimes the best thing you can do is to focus on the positive aspects. And I think other things will start to fall into place. When you look at counterfeit money for many years until they started changing the currency so rapidly, what they would do to teach bank tellers how to spot the bad criminal counterfeit money is they would show them what a real bill looked like. And I know it's not a real bill. I know it's coming from the Federal Reserve. But they would show them what a real Federal Reserve note looked like, if you will. Okay? And once they knew that, once they really had that burned into their mind and they could feel that and they knew what it looked like, then when they saw the counterfeit, they knew it immediately. Our goal, and this is where we're so far away from doing anything, right now the American people value the counterfeit of safety more than they do liberty. They desire their rulers to hand them safety. They're not even asking for liberty. Once we realize what the authentic thing is, once we realize the principle that people built this country on is liberty, then we'll have an opportunity to do some real reform, because then people start looking for the mechanisms by which they can get free, not clamoring for safety from their masters. And that's what we have right now. Right now we have the mindset of a slave, and until we focus on liberty, we're never going to arrest these people. We're never going to lose that mindset of slavery. Thank you, Kim. I want to go and I want to finish the answer that I started to give to Joshua, and I didn't have time. And I think that is found. He said, what's going to happen with what's the military going to look like under these different presidents, or what's our foreign policy going to look like? And we had Donald Trump make a foreign policy speech today. And I'll start here with this characterization. It's a quote that was on the BBC. Aaron David Miller, they say he's a former advisor to Republican Democrat administrations. This is the way he characterized Donald Trump's foreign policy speech. He said it was a perfect storm of isolationism, muscular nationalism, with a dash of pragmatism and realism. I looked at that and I thought, is he being critical? I mean, when I look at that, it's like, I think that's great. You know, when they say isolationism, I remember that when Donald Trump repeats the phrase, America first, we're going to put America first, we're going to put America's interests first, okay? That was America's first foreign policy. Our first foreign policy was what George Washington articulated when he said, we're going to stay clear of perpetual wars in Europe. We're going to stay clear of entanglements with foreign countries. Okay. That was our first American policy, and it put America's interests first. But now that is considered to be isolationism. It's not isolationism. No, we were for trade with people. Okay, and that doesn't mean we let them manipulate currencies. That doesn't mean that we let foreign multinational corporations manage our economy with a phony trade deal and call that free trade. No, it means real free trade. It means real free trade, not managed trade, not managed by multinational corporate lobbyists. So, you know, they want to call that isolationism? No, it's true, genuine, authentic free trade, not the phony free trade that the GOP and the establishment leaders of the Democrats are selling us as well. We talk about muscular nationalism. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with pragmatism? What's wrong with realism? You know, our foreign policy has not been pragmatic. It has not been realistic. It's not been even legal. They talk about, who is this foreign policy team? Well, they say the team is led by Republican Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama, who has helped to shape Mr. Trump's policies. That's the BBC. I think that's a great thing. Remember, it was Jeff Sessions who, when he was talking to Leon Panetta, he's been CIA director, but he was also, at the time, he was defense secretary. And he said, what are the conditions that you're going to commit the military? And Panetta says, well, we would talk to the UN, we would talk to NATO. And he goes, well, wait a minute. You were a congressman once. Don't you know what the Constitution says? I can't believe what I'm hearing. You wouldn't consult Congress first? No, we would let you know what we decide to do after we talk to the UN, after we talk to NATO. Okay? That man who has a problem with Leon Panetta, Senator Sessions, is now the main advisor to Donald Trump. That is great, I think. He's the only presidential candidate that Jeff Sessions has ever endorsed. And he's been working with him on these phony trade treaties. He's been working with him on defense and foreign policy issues since last summer. Now, let's talk about some of the things that Donald Trump said in his America First foreign policy. CNN and all these people, they can't believe they put America First in quotes. They say he's laid out his vision for a foreign policy that will put America first. He's vowed to shake the rust off of America's foreign policy. He says, my foreign policy will always put the interests of American people and American security first. See, CNN and the BBC and the GOP and Democrat establishment have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with that. That's what an American president ought to do. He ought to put the interests of the American people first. And this is something that I think Donald Trump is authentic on. He's been talking about this since the late 80s, early 90s. He went on to pan the Iran nuclear deal, a centerpiece of Obama's foreign policy, claimed the president has, quote, weakened our military by weakening our economy. Now, when Joshua from Georgia asked me what the military is going to look like under Hillary Clinton or under Donald Trump, let me tell you, Donald Trump understands that if you have a weak economy, you're going to have a weak military. If you have a weak economy, you're going to have a weak country in general. We have won every war since the Civil War by having an overwhelming capacity to wage war. Okay? An overwhelming economy. That is a key component of victory. If you have a weak, ineffective, impotent economy, that's what you're going to have, an impotent military. And so he understands this, and that's why he says our NATO allies, our foreign allies in Asian countries are going to have to shoulder their load of the defense. He said this many times, and he's made the point himself. He said, look, You know, if we're going to be, in my term, I think you ought to use, is we're going to, if we're going to be the unpaid mercenaries of the world, if we're going to be the world's policemen and not get paid for doing it. I don't want America to be the world's policeman. Okay, but we certainly can't afford to do it if we are going to bear the financial burden as well. And he says the reality of it is that if South Korea and Japan and countries who can afford to pay for their defense, like European countries, if they don't pay for their defense, if we do it all, we will eventually collapse. And then they'll have to pay for their defense. But who will defend us? Will the Saudis? Will the Saudis defend us when our economy collapses, when our military subsequently collapses? Of course they won't. And then he goes on to start talking about Secretary of State Clinton. And CNN says, well, he sought to wrap former Secretary of State Clinton in his criticism of the Obama administration. Is that unfair? Is that unfair to include the Secretary of State in the foreign policy of Obama? Of course she should be included. It's every much a part of her foreign policy as it is Obama. She was involved with the catastrophes that we've had in Libya and in Syria and other places, okay? She wants to take credit for being Secretary of State. Let's give her the full credit for being Secretary of State. Let's look at what she did as Secretary of State. Let's look at that very closely. And that's one of the reasons why many people on the left cannot support her. It's because of what she did as senator, for what she did as Secretary of State. So he referred to the legacy of the Obama-Clinton interventions. Yes, and they have created weakness, confusion, and disarray. Absolutely. Now he goes on to say he's going to be working very closely with our friends in the Muslim world, which are all at risk for violent attacks. But he says they must also be good to us. It is no longer going to be one way. It's going to be a two-way street. And he goes on to say, and this is the take-home money quote, guys. He says, we will no longer surrender this country or its people to the false song of globalism. Yes. Let me repeat that again. Donald Trump said today in his America First foreign policy, we will no longer surrender this country or its people to the false song of globalism. We will not turn them over to international agreements that tie us up and bring America down. Now, that should be pulled out and held up like a quote from Patrick Henry, folks. That is a great quote. We're not going to surrender our country to the song of globalism, to international agreements that tie us up and bring America down. I think he's authentic on that. I disagree with Donald Trump's emphasis. As I said before, I think the purpose of the American government has to be to secure individual liberty. But at the international level, and I really believe that that focus really should be done locally, and it has to be something that lives in the hearts of the American people. If we don't value liberty, we won't stand for it, okay? We won't stand up for it. But at the international level, what the central federal government was created for foreign policy, to protect this country from other countries. When we're talking about international trade, when we're talking about foreign policy, when we're talking about when we're going to go to war and how we're going to fight that war, that is something that truly is the responsibility of the American president. And quite frankly, I haven't heard American president talk about these issues, the false song of globalism, international agreements that tie us up and bring America down. That's better than Reagan, folks. A lot better than Reagan. Reagan talked about individual liberty. He talked about freedom. But he didn't talk about how we are being destroyed by globalism, by international agreements. We have now seen in the intervening 40 years what that has done to us. And I think we need to do something about this. Now he goes on. I'll read you another couple of quotes here. Under a Trump administration, no American citizen will ever again feel that their needs come second to the citizens of a foreign country. He says, I will not send our finest into battle unless necessary. And I mean absolutely necessary. And I will do so only if we have a plan for victory with a capital V. I believe he would do that as well. Every politician says that. But I believe that Donald Trump is authentic on that. Finally, I'll read you one more quote. We've been embroiled in several costly, protracted conflicts, and the world has become more complex, more unstable, and more dangerous. Yes. Yes. And Hillary Clinton's foreign policy has left us weak, confused, and in disarray. That is a stark, clear difference between Donald Trump and the rest of the field. And I would include in the rest of the field people like Ted Cruz, who has just talked in generality. And I've not gotten any sense that he has an America First foreign policy. As a matter of fact, his wife, his globalist connections with the CFR, has been working on the North American Union. He is a shill for the very people that Donald Trump is taking on with his foreign policy. Now, in the time I've got left, I want to talk about Dennis Hastert. Dennis Hastert was sentenced today to 15 months in prison in a hush money case. Listen to the way the media is portraying this. They say former House Speaker Dennis Hastert was sentenced Wednesday to 15 months in prison in his hush money case by a judge who called him a serial child molester and ordered him to enroll in a sex offender treatment program. Folks, he's not going to jail because he is a child molester. He should go to jail because he's a child molester. We have a statute of limitations, unfortunately, on molesting children in this country. And I don't know why we have that statute. One of the victims of this man, who is now in his 50s, he says, I wanted you, he testified there, he said, I wanted you to know the pain and the suffering that he caused me then and still causes me. There is no statute of limitation on the suffering of the children. There should be no statute of limitation on the prosecuting the criminals who cause that lifelong suffering. But unfortunately, there is. If you were to look at this, if you were to say that he's going to jail for 15 months, we know at least five people on record that he abused, minors that he abused. So what is he getting? 3 months for each of these victims? Okay, but no, it's even worse than that. He's not going to jail for a real crime. He's going to jail for a non-crime. And we're going to talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June, that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's proflowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Wednesday, April 27th, 2016. I'm David Knight, and we have one more segment to cover. And I want to finish talking about Dennis Hastert, and I want to talk about a hard lesson that has been learned by some Christians. You know, we say that experience is an expensive school, but it's the only one a fool will attend. Don't be fooled by the civil asset forfeiture laws that were put in place by the Reagan administration. And I want to tell Christians in this story from the Washington Post exactly what happened to that. But before we go back to these two stories, I want to let you know about our sale that we have on select storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. You know, food prices are going up around the world. Now is the time to start getting prepared. These select foods have a shelf life of 25 years. They're all made in the USA. You won't find any finer packaging than you have on the select storable food. An unprecedented discount here, 30 to 40% off the max you're going to see anywhere in terms of a discount. Right now, all select storable food, 30 to 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com while supplies last. Now, to finish up on Dennis Hastert. As I said, it would be an absolute travesty of justice if this man were to only go to jail for 15 months for abusing at least five people. Okay, 3 months a person? These people have suffered their entire lives for this? But no, he's not being sent to jail for that. And all the news articles make it sound like that's the case. Just as I said, well, the judge said, you're a serial child molester. You need to get sex offender treatment. Yeah, yeah, this treatment needs to be behind bars so he can't do it again. Because we have the statute of limitations, he's not going to jail for that. And because we have the statute of limitations, it allows people like pedophile priests to continue doing this, these serial child molesters, and get away with it and avoid jail sentences. How did they get Dennis Hastert? Why is he going to jail for 15 months? He's going to jail for a non-crime. He's going to jail because he took his money out of his bank account and he did it in a way that it wouldn't get reported to the federal government. And they called that structuring. Structuring. This was something that was set up first to look at deposits and say, we don't want drug dealers putting money in the bank, okay, and structuring their deposits so that it doesn't get noticed, because they're going to report large deposits of cash into the bank to the federal government so they can look at you as a drug dealer, okay? So they say, well, we don't want people to put it in just under the limit of $10,000 or whatever. So if they make multiple deposits just under the limit so it doesn't get reported, we're going to say they're structuring those deposits. And there's been a lot of abuse of people who are small businesses who had no criminal actions, had no intent to try to hide anything from the federal government, as if they have a right to know what we're doing with our cash. They don't. And they've gone to jail. And so now it's gotten to the absurd extreme that somebody who takes their own money, which has already been deposited, which has already been looked at, takes their money out, as he was doing, to pay off one of these guys' hush money, then he goes to jail for 15 months. Now, talking about cash, if you have cash, of course, you are going to be a criminal. You're going to be the victim, I should say, of highway robbers, criminals that we call law enforcement officers in Oklahoma. This is a case that came out of Oklahoma, out of Muskogee County, and these Okies from Muskogee pull over a guy who had just finished a tour with a Christian band, and he was taking the band's proceeds. They had gone around 19 cities across the United States selling tickets, taking money as a collection for a church, for an orphanage back in Burma. They get pulled over. They get robbed, okay, by the police. And then the police come back and say, well, after it gets publicized by the Washington Post, after the Institute of Justice takes it up as a pro bono case, they come back and say, well, we couldn't meet the burden of proof in the criminal case or the civil case, so we're going to let you go. Look, there is no burden of proof with civil asset forfeiture. They try it as a civil case because they confiscate your money, make you sue them. And we have the Obama administration, which made a big deal about this, saying they're going to reform it, and now they're coming in and doing deals with the police department, just like they did with the insider trading in Congress. Make a big deal of reform, then come back in, ignore it, and it's business as usual. Join us tonight, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
To GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.